the aspiration to attain full awakening in order to best benefit all sentient beings.
所以菩提心就是我们发愿要成佛，那不是为了要利益所有的众生。And
they say that this is like the cream of the Dharma. In other words, when you churn milk, you get butter. So when you churn the Dharma to get the real good stuff, the rich stuff, then you get bodhicitta.
Mahayana practitioners would be bodhicitta.
body practice and they don't have bodhicitta. Actually, there's two things wrong with that statement. First of all, the meditations, the mindfulness and the breath, the four establishments, the mindfulness, shamatha, vipassana, all of these things are found in the Mahayana scriptures as well, and they're taught in the Mahayana
scriptures.
Does have a lineage of teachings on the Bodhisattva practice. So this is something many people don't know. But Acharya Dhammapada, who lived in the 6th century, then he compiled a lot of information. Scriptures. I wonder if he read some of the Sanskrit scriptures as well. I don't know, but maybe. And he wrote this whole text on the treatise on the paramitas and explained the Bodhisattva practice. And he's from the Theravada practice with bodhicitta, but we're doing Theravada practice because there's no problem, there's no conflict in that at all.
So
One Teacher, Many Traditions, which is published in Taiwan with another title.
Virtuous or not.
So if we just sit down to meditate without generating any motivation, but it's also a small one because it concerns just ourselves and just our next life. Very becomes impossible just to ignore everybody else and work for our own spiritual grace. I remember one time my teacher talking about this, and he was explaining from his own experience how grateful he felt to other living beings for the food he ate. Potatoes for medicine meal, potatoes for snacks.
Thank you.
And this is a potato. It's kind of old anyway.
So this is our diet.
Was by eating the potato with the bodhicitta motivation.
So how about the other verse? 众生的供养，对这个有意义的供养呢？ 他就是以菩提心吃这里满足。
Because bodhicitta, you know, aspiring for awakening to benefit each and every living being, is so virtuous because it's the highest aspiration. And it concerns each and every living being, omitting none of
them. 因为菩提心就是我们最高尚的愿力，这包括了所有众生的利益，我们连一个众生都不会去离去。
So, if you eat a potato, or if you do your meditation practice with bodhicitta, the merit you create is multiplied bazillions of times, and it becomes very powerful there because you're motivated towards the most noble goal of Dharma practice and because you're working for the benefit of limitless living beings.
Potatoes can
be very meritorious, and even more meritorious is doing our meditation practice of the
They kill
each other, you know, why should I work for them? But what I found is one way to deal with those thoughts and to oppose them is to remember that even that person I can't stand has also been kind to me.
但是有一种怎么对这种想法的去处理这种想法的一个方式呢？我觉得非常受用的，就是去想，虽然到这个人虽然我觉得他很烦耶，其实他也是对我有慈心、有善心的。
Because everybody works. society functioning. And because society functions, I have food and clothing and medicine. I was able to go to school. I have shelter. You know, anything I know came because other living beings taught me. You know, I enjoy staying here with electricity. But I don't even know the people who made the electricity possible in this room. They could have been the person that I can't endure, that I think is the chief jerk.
Unrealistic to generate that kind of aspiration.
It doesn't matter whether we can actualize that aspiration or not, but just the power of generating it means that when we have an opportunity to benefit somebody, we won't hesitate.
所以我们发这种愿力不是说不符合实际，因为我们有那个力量，发这种愿力的力量，就会使我们一看到有机会利益众生，我们就会站出来这么做，不一定说现在就要马上把它变成现实。
And when bodhisattvas say, I'm going to go to the hell realm and lead every single being out of the hell realm, you know, you think, that's a bit unrealistic, you know?
所以当我们听到大菩萨说，我唯一我一个人就会下地狱，使所有地狱的众生离苦，从地狱出火坑，那我们心里会想，这真的是不符合实际吗？
But it doesn't matter whether it's realistic or not. It's beneficial to generate that aspiration.
所以到底符合不符合实际其实不是重点。最重要的是，当我们发这种愿的时候，对我们自己的修行有很大的利益。
Because if we keep generating that aspiration, then when we encounter somebody who needs some help, again, we won't hesitate.
所以当我们一直不断地发这种愿力的时候，当我们遇见需要我们的协助的众生的时候，我们就不会在那里徘徊，会站出来帮他。
So it doesn't matter what dharma practice we're doing, we should do it motivated by bodhicitta, and we should never give up our bodhicitta at any cost.
所以不论我们在修持什么样的法门，什么静坐的方式，这不是重点。 最重要是我们要发菩提心，以菩提心的愿力来做我们的进修，然后也不要使我们的菩提心退休。
If we want to become Buddhists, okay, then we need to completely purify our mind stream of all the afflictive obscurations and then also all of the subtle obscurations.
不只是要净化烦恼障，也要净化所知障。
So there's two aspects of the path that we need to practice. One is the method aspect of the path, the other is the wisdom aspect.
所以当我们在修行当中就要修，有两个部分都要双修，那就是要修福和修慧。
So it said, just as a bird needs two wings to fly, a Dharma practitioner who wants to go to full awakening needs both method and wisdom.
那就如一只鸟有两只翅膀，我们作为修行者也需要福跟慧的两个翅膀，才能迈向成佛之道。
So the wisdom aspect of the path is what helps us understand emptiness, selflessness, to overcome ignorance.
那修慧呢，是使我们了解什么是空性正见，了解什么是无我。
So when you're doing, for example, a Vipassana practice, and you're meditating on the four establishments of mindfulness, your aim there is to develop wisdom, understanding those four objects, the body, feelings, mind, and phenomena.
所以修慧的那个目的就是要去除我们的无明。所以当我们修四念住还是毗婆舍那的时候，我们就是要 观我们的身心处身受心法的那个真实的的状态。
Yeah, we have to understand their ultimate nature, how they actually exist.
所以我们是要去了解到他们究竟是怎么存在。
By doing that, then we fulfill what's called the collection of wisdom.
当我们修这些法门的时候，我们就会累积所谓的修慧的道。
And the collection of wisdom is the primary cause for the Buddha's mind.
所以我们修慧的时候，就是主要的因导致我们有佛陀的。
So that's one wing of the path, the wisdom side.
那就是修慧，那就是我们的一只翅膀。
The other wing is the method side, and this is where our motivation is so important.
那另外一只翅膀呢，就是要修福。那在这一方面，我们的意乐，我们的动机是最重要的。
If we can do an action motivated for good rebirth.The same action, but with the motivation of renunciation, wanting to be free of samsara. Or we could do the exact same action with the motivation of bodhicitta, wanting to attain full awakening for the benefit of all beings. The action's the same, but three different motivations are done.
所以因为我们做同样的一个行为同样的动作都可以有三种不同的意乐还是愿力在推动它一者是可能我们要做这个行动是为了要下一世有好的果报那是一种也是算是法上的愿力我们可能也做同样的动作也是为了要解脱轮回还是我们做同样的行为是以菩提心来推动它要成佛利益众生
And so the method aspect of the path, for us, as people who want to become bodhisattvas, who are following the Mahayana path, then the method aspect of the path is doing everything motivated by bodhicitta.
所以我们身为大乘的修行者，我们当我们修福的时候，我们所有的行为都是要以菩提心带动。
And so that's where the other paramitas come in. Practicing generosity, ethical conduct, fortitude, patience.
所以那我们就其他的波罗蜜法就是在这里显现我们要修布施、持戒、忍辱、精进。
And the social work we do to benefit sentient beings directly in this life,is part of that method aspect of the path.
所以我们在今生要做所做的那些善业啊，又为了利益其他的众生，都是在我们修福的那个道路上所做出的动作。
And through the method aspect of the path, then we fulfill the collection of merit.
所以当我们这样做这些善业，我们就是圆满我们修福的道。
And the collection of merit is the primary cause for Buddha's form body.
那我们修福报的那个主要的因是成为佛陀的化身的果。
Okay, so do you see these parallels that keep coming?
就我们从这里就看得到，这两者都是相辅相应的。
So we have, for example, on the method side, acting in the conventional world, and on the wisdom side, developing understanding the ultimate truth.
所以在修福的当中呢，我们是在世俗地所做出的动作，所做的行为。但是我们修慧的时候，就是开始要了解他们的究竟的怎么是究竟的存在。
On the method side, we do a lot of virtuous actions, and we fulfill the collection. wisdom side, we meditate on selflessness and emptiness, the ultimate nature phenomena, and fulfill the collection of wisdom.
所以当我们在修福的时候，我们造很多善业啊，出去在社区互动等等，就是为了圆满我们的功德。然后当我们修福修慧的时候，我们就开始，就我们静坐就是在这里开始观空性，观无我，了解所有的事物的究竟的存在，就开始这样圆满我们的慧。
On the left side, we that becomes the primary house of the Buddha's four bodies, and the Rupa Kaya. And on the wisdom side, that practice becomes the chief cause for Buddha's mind, the Dharma Kaya.
那我们在修福的时候，这变成我们主要的因素，造成我们将来会有佛陀的应身和化身，然后在我们修慧呢，它变成主要的因素，制造佛陀的法身。
So do you see how all these things fit together?
所以你们开始看得到这两者修福修慧是怎么一起开始相应相辅相成的
？Or are you going, what the world is she talking about?
还是你们听了还在问自己，他到底在说什么呢？说在世俗地所做出的那些善业，所以可能我们在修福的时候不一定会看到我们所做的行为的那个究竟的怎么存在，但是会帮我们修福报。那是我的了解。Yeah, whether the method side is, I guess I'm understanding the term she's choosing as closer to skillful means. So I was explaining, not everything on this method side is skillful means necessarily.
Or, yeah, but it does come close.
Yeah. So, 擅长方便
So, other questions?
所以现在就看你们有其他人要问是发问吗？
Please ask whatever you like.
你心中有什么问题，尽管问。
在世间有哪一种法门是同时修福又同时可以修慧的？
So what is a method that we can practice that simultaneously allows us to cultivate merit and wisdom, the method and the wisdom side of the path?
Okay, if to do them both together.Before you do your meditation on emptiness and selflessness, you generate bodhicitta. And so why are you meditating on emptiness and selflessness and the four establishments of mindfulness? So that you can become a Buddha for the benefit of all beings. So that's one way to combine method and wisdom. So you're doing both at the same time.
所以一个能双修福慧的一个法门呢，就是在你在静坐之前，你在观空性无我四念住之前，你就发菩提心，是以菩提心的这个愿力带动你的静坐的去观空性无我等等，这就是一种双修的法门。
Another way is whenever you do your daily activities or your social work.You do it with the bodhicitta motivation, but you remember that every element in that action is empty of inherent existence and yet exists nominally.
那另外一种方式呢，就是当你在进行日常生活的动作啊，还是你出去社区互动去做慈善业的时候。 你不但是在修福报，你也心里思维到我所做的所有的动作，其实它是究竟的存在是空的，它没有自立的那种存在。
So let's say you're teaching a class at, you know, to the lay people. So you generate bodhicitta as your motivation before teaching the class.
所以我们举例说，可能您在授课给居士菩萨们授课的时候，在你在教课之前，你可以发菩提心。
And then after, at the conclusion of the class, you meditate a little bit.On emptiness and selflessness.
那当你教完课之后呢，你可以开始观一下空性跟无我。
By thinking that what we call the circle of three, that there's three things in our action that exist dependent on one another, and that means that they are empty of inherent existence.
所以我们要怎么观呢？可以观说我们所做的所有的行为其实有三个部分都是互相依赖的，就因为这样他们就是不是自立的，是有这个互相依赖的关系，他们就是空的。
So for example, those three elements, let's say you just taught a class. So yourself as the person who taught the class.
所以回到这个我们授课的例子，那三个部分是什么呢？第一个就是我们自己身为那个授课师。
You are empty of existence.
授课师本身也是空的。
There's no big I like I taught a class.
身为授课师没有那个很大的我们心里没有想说我教了你这一堂课。
But instead, what we call I is something that arises dependently on a body, a mind, all of our conditioning and experiences.
我们可以在这里思维到，我们所称的我，其实是依所有的因缘而起，是我们是依赖这个身体和我们的心，这样称为是我。
So when you're doing this, then you're bringing in the wisdom side of the path.
所以当你这样思维的时候，你在授课中你就把修慧的那种法门开始带进来。
Okay. So I as the one doing it am empty and exist dependently. The people that I'm teaching also are empty of inherent existence, but exist dependently. And the third, the action of teaching the class and the action their learning is also something that exists dependent on many elements and so is empty of inherent existence.
所以我们先思维到我当授课时我是空的，那我所教的我的学生他们也是空的，他们是依因缘而起，那我们整个互动，我们在授课的这个行动还有学生在学佛的那个行动都也是依因缘而起，所以这样所有的部分都没有一个是自立的。
OK, so that's a good question.
那清楚吗？这是一个很好的问题。
In our practice of generating bodhicitta, for example, if we're just eating potatoes and generating bodhicitta in that way, but we're not actually directly benefiting sentient beings, are we actually benefiting sentient beings, or do we have to wait till we have achieved certain attainments, then we are able to genuinely benefit others?
Well, clearly a Buddha can benefit others more than anybody else, which is why we all strive to be a Buddha. But before becoming a Buddha,Yes, our actions can benefit others.
所以很显然的说，当然只有佛陀可以。 利益所有的众生，他有那个能量，真的去完全利益众生。但是在我们成佛之前，我们的动作还是可以给众生带到利益。
Because eating a potato with bodhicitta is very different than eating the potato with attachment.
因为你想，我们以菩提心来吃一粒马铃薯，跟我们以执着的心态吃马铃薯是非常不同的。
I mean, at the end, the potato is your stomach. That's the same in both ways.
可是不论你是以菩提心还是执着心去吃那粒马铃薯，它一定还是进入自己的肚子，这是一样的。
But if the potato got into your stomach, motivated by attachment, then you've created negative karma. You know, and the mind of attachment is very small and very narrow.
但如果我们是以执着的心态吃那粒马铃薯，我们其实是造恶业，我们的那种心态其实是非常的狭窄。
Yeah. Oh, look, somebody gave me a potato. That's because I'm important. They gave me the potato. I have the most beautiful potato, and it's all mine, and I'm not going to share it with you.My potato.
啊，你看，这是我的马铃薯，是因为我是多么重要的一个人，有人才会供养我马铃薯。那这我很喜欢吃马铃薯，我不会跟你分享，这是我的。
Then you eat the potato the whole time, going, what a delicious potato! I'm enjoying it. All those poor people who don't have potatoes are not as lucky as me.Poor guy.
那你就带着这种心态吃马铃薯，心里想：哦，太好吃了！我这个人太幸福了，其他没有机会吃马铃薯的人太可怜了。
Whereas if you eat potato with bodhicitta, you know, in the five contemplations that we do before we eat a meal.
所以，如果我们是以菩提心吃这粒马铃薯，你们想，你们在用斋的时候会先思存五观，对吗
？Okay, remember that?
那你们会记得吗？因为每天都有自己在念诵五观。
So the first four are helping us purify our motivation, and the last one, that.I will eat this food. I accept and eat this food in order to attain full awakening. That's the bodhicitta motivation.
所以，当我们想到五观的时候，前四条就是帮忙开始转变和净化我们吃饭的那个动机。那最后一条呢，就是我们吃是为了成佛道。那就从中我们已经在开始发菩提心。
So if you eat the potato with bodhicitta, you're aware of the kindness of sentient beings, you want to repay that kindness, you're developing the courage to practice the bodhisattva path.
所以当我们在吃那粒马铃薯的时候呢，我们心里思存五观嘛，就开始会意念到众生的慈心，他们是怎么帮我们种田等等。我们就心里会升起那种想报恩的感觉 的心态，然后从中我们吃就会变成一种修行的方式。
But then somebody can say, but it's still you just eating that potato. How does that benefit all sentient beings?
那还是有人会说，那还是你一个人在那里吃马铃薯嘛？这怎么会利益众生
？Because of the bodhicitta motivation, your action of eating the potato.Is so virtuous because you're doing it to keep your own body alive so that you can practice the Dharma, and by practicing the Dharma, so that you can have the wisdom, compassion, and skillful means to best benefit sentient beings. So, you know, your whole reason for eating a potato is you're steering yourself.towards Buddhahood, and that's incredibly beneficial.
这 是因为我们当我们发菩提心吃所有的吃啊还是做什么动作的时候，这是完全转变那个动作变成善业。因为现在我们吃马铃薯是为了保持自己身体的健康，我们健康是为了要修持佛法，我们要修佛法是为了因为要成佛利益众生。当我们修菩提心，这样就完全转变我们这些小动作变成成佛的因缘。
So you may not be directly benefiting sentient beings now, but what you're doing is you're accumulating the merit to become a Buddha. Yeah. And when you're a Buddha, you know, you can benefit sentient beings in the most excellent way. Even before that, when you're a Bodhisattva, you can extend incredible benefit to sentient beings. And even after you've eaten your potato with bodhicitta, you have that thought of, oh, I ate it to sustain my life so I can benefit others. And then, whatever action you can do to benefit somebody, you do with a very happy mind.
So, sir, woman.现在你在吃马铃薯的时候，不是在直接利益为众生，但是你还是在累积你的福报，累积这个功德，是为了成佛利益众生。那你吃了之后呢，你心里还是会有这种意念，带到其他的动作，带到我们所做的天天所做的行为，你就会带着这种意念说，我要做这个行为，利益其他的众生，成佛。
Does that make sense to you? Yeah. Because remember, you know, to become a bodhisattva, later to become a Buddha, we need to accumulate so many causes, you know? So if we can make even small actions we do very powerful through the bodhicitta motivation, then that really helps us accumulate the causes for Buddhahood.
因为我们在成佛之前，我们要真的是要累积很多福报，很多不同的因缘，连我们成菩萨已经开始利益众生了嘛，所以我们要想说，我们需要累积多么多的功德跟因缘，我们就从这些小小的动作开始这样慢慢累积起来，就可以成菩萨成佛。
And I think your health is going to be better if you eat potato with bodhicitta rather than eating with attachment.
我也猜想说，如果我们是以菩提心吃马铃薯，我们的自己的健康也会比较好。对，就是用执着吃马铃薯相比，以菩提心吃饭，当然身心会比较快乐。
就是我们在
听
就这个佛法事业的过程中，有时候会需要各种资源，然后包括比如说人力啊，乃至财力啊各方面。那如果在某些因缘下面，你这是人力或是资源有限的状况下，你怎么还有用菩提心的态度去把这些人力资源分享？比如说我可能自己志工就很有限，然后另外组的志工就又缺，这时候我是要把我志工给他呢，还是我应该留在自己带这个志工？举个例
子。So, In order to benefit sentient beings, we need all kinds of resources, you know, whether it's material or in terms of human resource. So how do we, in a situation of limited resource, still generate and act with bodhicitta? So to give an example, maybe I'm working on a project and I have not enough volunteers, while another team has many volunteers. What do I do? You know, or maybe I have many volunteers and they don't. Do I give away my volunteers? Yeah, how do I work in a situation of limited resource with bodhicitta?
Well, we can see in a situation of limited resources how easily our self-centered mind comes up.
So, 当我们看到有资源有限的那种情况下，你就看得出你的自我中心的状态马上涌出来。
I'm doing this project. This project is the most important one in the entire monastery.
我在做这个工程，这个工程是整个道场最重要的一个。
And this other department, they have more volunteers than I do. That's not fair.
你看到其他部门还有比我多资工，真的是太不公平了。
And even I ask people to do things, they don't even do it right. They leave it all for me to
do. 当我叫别人帮忙的时候，他们都做得不对，全部留给我一个人做。
So that can happen, can't it?
这种事情会发生，不是吗？
So how do you transform that with bodhicitta? Is first of all, you think if I have limited resources, that has something to do with my karma.
那我们如何以菩提心转换这种信念呢？我们开始可以想，我现在有资源有限，是因为我以前所造的业。
Yeah, maybe in the past I was a lazy volunteer.
所以可能以前我是懒惰的职工。
Who me?
啊，我吗？我会懒惰吗
？I'm always the best one.
我每次都是最好的嘛。
Well, maybe once in a while, in a previous life, I could have been a bad volunteer, just been totally unreliable.
啊，可能偶尔，可能是前世吧，我可能是懒惰的职工。
So.What's happening to me is exactly what I do to others. There's nothing to complain about.
所以现在所受的果报就是完全因为我以前所作所为，我应该是没有什么有原因可以抱怨。
If I don't like the result, I better stop creating the cause. So in the future, I better be a very enthusiastic volunteer and help others.
如果我不喜欢现在的果报，我就是不要再制造同样的因缘。所以可能我现在要做一个比较精进、比较愉快的一个职工，要去帮忙别人。
And then instead of being jealous of the other departments who have more volunteers and the good volunteers, rejoice.
然后与其去妒忌其他的部门，哎呀，是他们有这么好的职工吗？是最好的职工。反而我们应该修那种喜悦随喜的心态。
Yeah, it's wonderful that they can, you know, work on their projects in a good way, and they have the resources, and I'm really happy because whatever they're doing is benefiting everybody.
那我们看到，哎，他们有资源可以完成他们圆满他们的工程，其实这是很好的事啊，利益很多人，我应该随喜。
Okay, so I don't have all the resources. I may have to work a little bit harder. I may have to work a little bit longer. But this is part of my training to become a bodhisattva. And if I can do this work with a happy mind, thinking of all the people who are going to benefit from my work, yeah, then I'm creating a lot of merit, doing it.
那可能我现在资源有限，可能要比别人比较卖力啊，比较辛苦，但我可以以快乐的心态来对待我的工作。我可以看得到说，这是我修持菩萨道的一个的机会。这样我以这种心态面对我的情况，其实是变成成佛的因缘。
OK，
好不好？
好。Anything else?
还有其他问题吗？
Okay, then let's just sit for a couple of minutes. I call this digestion meditation. So just for a couple of minutes, think about what you heard tonight, review it, so that, and especially remember the important points, yeah, so that you can, after you leave, and in the next few days,continue to think about something that you learned from the talk tonight that was valuable to your practice.
那现在我们花几分钟静坐一下。那我叫这是消化性的静坐。我们可以花这几分钟思维我们刚刚所听的佛法，看你要带回什么重要的点滴，带进你们自己的修行。 向功德，回向的方式就是思维我们现在我的我是空的，是我的本性是空的，但是还是因缘而起。我们所制造的功德，它的本性也是空的，不是自利的，但也是因缘而起。我们所回向功德的对象，所有的众生也是空的，但也是因缘而起。你要带回相机吗？
我们一起回向，愿以此功德庄严。